Sports are a very important part of my life. They impact the way I live in ways that nothing else does. They bring people together and promote sportsmanship, respect, honor, and responsibility. The FIFA World Cup brings countries together to play soccer, no matter if they're in war or if they despise each other. The Olympics are also like this, and they bring hundreds of nations together every year. Sports are also a big aspect in many different cultures. For instance, the game that you know as lacrosse originated in the Iroquois tribe as stickball. For those of you who have played or do play lacrosse, you probably know that Native Americans are a big part of the lacrosse community. Another sport that is a big part of culture is America's pastime, baseball. Baseball was invented sometime in the 1800s and has been an important part of America's culture for over 100 years. When I play sports, I feel right at home with people I don't even know. While there are many controversies and problematic things going on in professional sports right now, there are still millions of people who love participating in these activities. The only thing you need to play soccer is something ball-shaped and some sort of makeshift goal. There are countries in Africa where children don't get enough to eat or drink, and some live in dumps or even in cardboard boxes. But these same children are having the time of their life, kicking a makeshift soccer ball made out of plastic bags and dreaming about playing in the World Cup or scoring the winning goal for their native country. I believe in the seventh principle of Unitarian Universalism, of the interconnected web of life, because of how people are connected through sports and other athletics. My belief statement is that sports bring people together in a world that is shattered into billions of pieces, and that everybody should have the opportunity to meet people and rejoice together through sports.
Animals are dying, and they need a voice. But since they can't speak the same language as humans, we have to be their voice. When I learned that we were killing animals with plastic in the ocean, I wanted to not use it. But it has become such a big part in humans' lives, so it's really hard not to. That is why yesterday was an important day to me, because it was Green Up Day. On Green Up Day, my dad and I clean up, and we pull vines down from trees so the trees can breathe. I like cleaning up because it helps the roads look less dirty, and also it helps animals not accidentally eat the trash. This is why I believe in the seventh UU principle. The web of life's the way. We as living creatures depend on all other living creatures.
The reason that I believe in people is because there are people that their only goal in life is to help others out. They care enough to make people feel better by improving others' lives. These humanitarians work in other countries to feed starving people. Humanitarians that help others are selfless and are giving. They represent the best of humanity. That is why I believe in people.
Music. I have been connected to music throughout my entire life. I think that it probably all started with dancing in the kitchen with my parents, singing You Are My Sunshine, and listening to Louis Armstrong, and imagining what it would be like to play an instrument. This was all when I was two or three. Now, with a deep passion for creating, learning more about, and being a part of the community of music. But most of all, I find that music is probably most helpful when I'm dealing with emotions. If I'm feeling worn out, stressed, or sad, I can play a piece with mourn and let my discomfort float off with the notes. If an event has arisen that makes me angry, it's as simple as playing a piece that resembles a thunderstorm with a boisterous volume. My rage will not think twice before running away in terror. But most of all, I don't usually play music to make unwanted emotions take off. Most of all, I just want to feel the side effects of overwhelming joy that accompanies music. Now, I'm sure that you are all delighted to hear that I have found something that makes me feel this happy. But also, I know that not all people have a key like this that will unlock the door to joy and comfort. So when I get to share this delight, I feel that I'm giving back to the community. And I'm sure that some, if not most of you, know this feeling. So thank you, CVUUS, for providing me with a place for me to give back joy and happiness once in a while.
This is Lenny Goldsmith's belief statement. When I think about what I believe that hard work pays off. I do a lot of gymnastics. It's the place where I feel the most at home and the most calm. It can be hard having two brothers and being in a family. I don't think that that's different for anyone. Everybody has their own opinion, but when I go to the gym, I feel like I can work hard at what I'm doing and get results. Gymnastics is tough all around. I feel better on some events than others. Like the bars and vault, those are two that come really easily to me. But something like the beam is really hard. You have to do all these crazy tricks on beam that you would do on the floor, except you're doing it on a 4-inch wide, 5-foot tall beam. It can be scary and it can be frustrating. But the one thing I know is that every time I try and try again, I know that hard work will pay off. When I think about what I believe for the future, I think this is the kind of belief that will help me get through anything. I also think I know what it means to have a safe place and go to, and something that I know that is my own and I am proud of. I know that the UU is something for many people, and I think churches are that for many people. When I think about the UU principles, I see the principle that is about the one about finding truth and seeking truth every day in yourself. When I go to the gym, that's what I feel like I'm doing, finding myself. And I know that if I work hard enough, I can do that.
end. My heart is broken, but I keep going. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. Never losing sight of the one I keep inside. Now I know it. Yeah, I know it. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. It's hard to sleep at night, knowing what's outside, feeling hopeless. I need focus. You hit me with words I've never heard come out your mouth. To be honest, I don't want it, no. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away.